Hey, Ravens fans, I'm Garrett Downing. I'm joined by former Ravens running back Jamal Lewis. Today, it was just announced that he's going to be the latest member inducted into the Ravens Ring of Honor. Jamal, congratulations.
Thanks a lot.
Tell me about the emotions of today and finding out that, you know, you're going to be up in the stadium there.
It was a great deal. It was great. I found out probably about as soon as I retired, actually. Steve had told me that eventually he would put me in the Ring of Honor. And then I came up last year to meet with him, and he announced it in front of the team and everything. So it was a great deal. It was a great feeling. And it's just a great honor to be recognized in front of this organization that basically I grew into, and that, you know, took a chance on me back when I first came out of college. And, you know, gave me this opportunity. So it's a great feeling. And like I said, I didn't know 12 years later that I'd be sitting here in this position.
What does it mean to you? You mentioned about how this is the team that drafted you. If you played here, you started your career here, to now be enshrined in the stadium the way you're going to be.
It's great. It's great to be recognized in front of all the fans that I played in front of for years, and that respected me, you know, through the highs and lows and everything else, and had my back. It's just a great deal to go out there at halftime and be recognized in front of all those fans.
When you think about your career here in Baltimore, what stands out about the time that you spent here?
I guess most recognizable would probably be the Super Bowl year or whatever, just that run that we had and all the adversity that we dealt with that season. More personally, on a personal level, would probably be the 2,000-yard season, and just, you know, start of the season, the quarterback goes down, and, you know, the running game and the offensive line, we just took it on our backs and just ran hard and ended up coming out with a 2,000-yard season. So that was probably most recognizable from a personal level.
You know, your team, the 2000 team, was the last team here to make it to the Super Bowl, last team to win a Super Bowl. What do you think it's going to take for the Ravens to get back to that peak?
Basically, it's just, you know, they have the players and everything. It's just, you know, things just got to fall the right way, you know, and it's not easy. I thought it was easy when I first came in, but I found out, you know, 9 years after, that it wasn't that easy to get that Super Bowl because that's the only one that I have. But basically just, you know, do your job first and help second, you know, and that's kind of the motto, and that's pretty much how we took it to the Super Bowl that year.
When you were here, the time that you spent in the community was very valuable. You were very involved with the community and charitable efforts. What does Baltimore mean to you?
Baltimore means a lot to me. You know, it's just kind of one of those blue-collar cities that, you know, we got out in the community or whatever, and a lot of things I did in the community to help, you know, from the kids to, you know, foster homes and things of that nature. It was just a great deal, and a lot of people, you know, respecting each other, and that's just, you know, just great qualities of life, you know, coming out of from the people of this great city.
And your name will officially go up in the stadium, in M&T Bank Stadium, during the game against the Cleveland Browns on September 27th. What kind of reaction do you expect to get from the fans, and what would the emotions be for you at that moment?
Emotionally, I don't know. But I know it'd be a very emotional day or whatever. But just seeing my name in the stadium or whatever, and I think it'd be a great, it'd be great for the fans and everything, and think we'll get a good ovation out of them or whatever, just from the memories that we've all had in that stadium that we've had together, you know. So it'll be great. And I can't wait.